Okay, real talk for a second. Like, is it just me, or does everything feel so much more expensive these days?
It's definitely not just you. The costs of, well, pretty much everything are rising.
Yeah, I mean, filling up my gas tank, the grocery bill, rent, it all just keeps creeping higher and higher.
And on top of that, there's all this talk about the economy, jobs, layoffs.
Exactly. Like, it's hard not to feel this low-key anxiety. Like, is the whole system kind of rigged against us?
That feeling's pretty understandable, honestly.
Right. But here's the thing. I think we can do something about it. This is why we do these deep dives.
Right, to empower people, to give them real tools, not just to like barely scrape by.
No, not just survive. We're talking about thriving, even when things feel shaky.
Exactly, taking control of your money, building a solid foundation.
Yes. So for this deep dive, we found this awesome YouTube video that's packed with practical advice.
It's called Survive the Crisis 7 Essential Money Tips from the Explain This channel.
And what we loved about it is that it's not some pie in the sky theory.
No, it's like real world, actionable steps you can start using immediately.
Yes. So we're going to break down those 7 tips, plus a bonus tip that we thought was so smart.
And we'll make sure to explain how these tips can help you, our listener, in your everyday life.
All right, let's jump into tip number 1. It's all about mastering your budget, specifically the zero-based budget. Have you heard of this before?
Oh, yeah, it's a super effective way to manage your money.
Really? But the name sounds kind of intimidating. Zero-based. Like, does that mean you can't save anything?
No, not at all. Basically, the idea is that every single dollar you earn has a specific job.
Interesting. So instead of just kind of hoping your money lasts till the end of the month, you're assigning it a purpose from the start.
Exactly. You're in control. You decide where each dollar goes based on what matters most to you.
Okay, that makes sense. But how do you even begin to do that? What tools do you need?
You can keep it super simple. A spreadsheet works great, or there are tons of budgeting apps.
Right, technology to the rescue. But what about the actual process? What are the steps to creating a zero-based budget?
First, you got to gather all your financial info, bank statements, credit card bills, pay stubs.
So you get a clear picture of where your money's coming from and where it's going.
Yep. Then you got to list out all your expenses, the fixed ones first, rent, utilities, car payments, the stuff that stays pretty much the same every month.
Right, the essential.
Then the variable expenses, groceries, entertainment, eating out. These can change a lot from month to month.
Okay, and I guess this is where the magic happens, assigning those dollars.
Exactly. You allocate a certain amount to each category, making sure all your income is accounted for.
So let's say I realize I'm spending way too much on takeout.
Like $300 a month.
Oh my God, maybe. So with a zero-based budget, I could decide to cut that down to, I don't know, 150 a month.
Right. And then that extra 150, you could put it towards a goal, like paying off debt or saving for a vacation.
I see. It's about making those conscious choices, connecting your spending to your bigger goals.
And don't forget those less frequent expenses, car maintenance, holiday gifts.
Right, the ones that can really sneak up on you.
Set aside a bit each month for those. That way, when they pop up, they don't totally wreck your budget.
Okay, so tip one, the big takeaway, is give every dollar a job. Now let's move on to tip number 2. Cutting expenses strategically. I feel like this is where it gets really personal.
Yeah, it's about identifying those little sneaky expenses that add up without you even realizing it.
Oh my gosh, I'm already feeling attacked. The daily latte, the online shopping sprees.
Yeah, those are common ones. And subscription boxes, gym memberships you never use.
Oh, tell me about it.
All those little things, they might seem insignificant individually.
Right, like $5 here, $10 there.
But over time, they drain your bank account like a slow leak.
Yikes. So what's the first step to tackling these sneaky spenders?
Go through your bank statements, credit card statements, really scrutinize them.
Every single line item.
Especially recurring subscriptions. Question each one. Do you actually use that streaming service enough?
Or that meal kit delivery.
Exactly. Be ruthless. Cancel anything that's not adding value to your life.
So we're looking for easy wins, areas where we can cut back without feeling too deprived.
Right. And then look at your dining and entertainment habits.
Oh, this is a big one for me. I love going out to eat.
I get it, it's fun. But cooking more meals at home, it's almost always cheaper and often healthier.
True, true.
And for entertainment, explore free or low-cost options. Hiking, museums, game nights with friends.
Okay, so it's about finding creative alternatives. Now, you mentioned the latte earlier. Can you break down the math on that? I think it'll be eye-opening for our listeners.
Let's say you get a $5 latte every weekday.
Which is totally reasonable. It's a treat, right?
Sure, but that's $25 a week, over a month. It's $100.
Wow, that's starting to add up.
And over a year, that's $1,200. Just on lattes.
Okay, I'm never buying another latte again.
No, it's not about deprivation. It's about making conscious choices. Maybe you still get your latte twice a week, but now you have an extra $600 a year for something else.
That's a whole different perspective. And what about impulse buys? Any tips for controlling those?
The pause before you purchase rule is super helpful.
Explain that one.
When you're tempted to buy something you didn't plan for, wait 24 hours.
Well, to see if you really want it.
Exactly. Most of the time, the urge will pass and you'll save yourself some money.
Love that. And have you heard of the 30-day no-spend challenge?
Yeah, that one's intense.
It is, but super effective for breaking bad spending habits.
You basically only spend money on absolute essentials for a whole month.
Rent, groceries, bills, no fun stuff.
It's tough, but it really forces you to rethink your spending patterns.
Okay. Tip number two is all about those sneaky expenses. Be mindful. Be intentional. Tip number three is about tackling debt, and we're going to dive into two popular methods, the debt avalanche and the debt snowball.
These are both proven ways to pay off your debts faster.
But they have different approaches. So what's the core idea behind the debt avalanche?
You focus on the debt with the highest interest rate first.
Okay, makes sense. You want to get rid of the one that's costing you the most in interest charges.
Exactly. You make minimum payments on all your other debts.
Right, so you don't default on anything.
And then any extra money you have, you throw it at that high interest debt.
So you chip away at it as aggressively as possible.
Yep. Once it's gone, you move on to the debt with the next highest interest rate.
And so on, until you're debt-free. It's very logical, very strategic.
It is. And in the long run, it usually saves you the most money on interest.
Okay, that's the avalanche.
Yeah.
Now, how does the debt snowball work?
Instead of focusing on interest rates, you target the debt with the smallest balance first.
Interesting. So even if it has a lower interest rate, you attack the smallest one first.
Yep. It's all about getting those quick wins, building momentum.
So every time you knock out a debt, no matter how small, you get a boost of motivation.
Exactly. And that could be really powerful, especially if you're feeling overwhelmed by debt.
Okay, I see the psychological appeal there. But isn't it less efficient in terms of interest paid?
Potentially, yes.
Yeah.
But for some people, the psychological benefit outweighs that.
So it really comes down to personality, to what keeps you motivated.
Exactly. Choose the method that you're most likely to stick with.
Okay, great advice. Moving on to tip number four, building an emergency fund. Why is this so crucial even when money is tight?
Think of it as your financial safety net.
For those oh crap moments in life.
Exactly. Job loss, unexpected medical bills, car repairs.
The stuff you can't really plan for.
Right. Having that emergency fund means you can weather those storms without going into debt.
Which just adds to the stress.
Exactly. It's about building financial resilience. But I know it can feel overwhelming, especially when you're already struggling to make ends meet.
Yeah, like where do you even find the extra money to save?
The key is to start small. Even $10 a week adds up over time.
Any tips for making it a habit?
Automate it. Set up an automatic transfer from your checking to a separate savings account.
So you don't even have to think about it.
Exactly. And treat it like a non-negotiable bill. You pay yourself first.
Okay, I love that. And what's a good target to aim for? How much should be in that emergency fund?
The general recommendation is 3 to 6 months worth of essential living expenses.
Wow, that's a lot.
It sounds daunting, but remember, you build it gradually.
Small, consistent steps. Got it. Okay, tip number five is about diversifying income streams. This feels especially relevant in today's world.
Absolutely. Relying on a single job can be risky, especially with all the economic uncertainty.
Yeah, like what happens if you lose your job?
Exactly. Having multiple streams of income creates a safety net.
Like a backup plan.
Exactly. So how can people actually create these additional income streams?
Well, gig economy offers tons of opportunities these days.
Oh, yeah. Things like online surveys, delivery services, freelance work.
And the beauty is you can often leverage your existing skills.
Right. Writing, editing, graphic design, social media management.
Even pet sitting or tutoring.
Exactly. Yeah. Everyone has something to offer. And if you need to learn new skills, there are tons of online resources available.
Platforms like Upwork, Fiverr, they connect freelancers with potential clients.
And even a small amount of extra income each month can make a big difference.
It can go towards debt, savings, or just give you more breathing room in your budget.
Exactly. It's about empowering yourself, having more control over your financial future.
Okay, let's talk about tip number six, negotiation. Now, we all know you can negotiate for a better price on a car or a house, but the video suggests we can negotiate for a lot more than that.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid to negotiate for things like your internet bill, insurance premiums, even your rent in some cases.
Really? I never thought of those as being negotiable.
You'd be surprised. And the worst they can say is no.
Right. It's not like they're going to kick you out for asking.
Exactly. And if you do manage to lower your bills, those savings add up over time.
So what are some good strategies for negotiating these kinds of recurring expenses?
Be polite, but persistent. Do your research beforehand. Know what competitors are offering.
So you can say, hey, I found a better deal elsewhere.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask for additional perks, like a free upgrade or a discount.
Okay, so it's about being informed and being assertive, but in a respectful way.
Right. And remember, every dollar you save through negotiation is a dollar earned.
I like that mindset. Okay, we've reached tip number 7, and it's all about being a savvy shopper. So what are some practical tips for getting the most bang for our buck?
One of the easiest things is to embrace generic brands.
Ditch the name brands.
Especially for things like groceries and household items. The quality is often just as good.
And you're not paying for all the fancy advertising.
Exactly. Compare prices, experiment with different brands, see what works best for you.
And what about all those online deals and coupons?
Oh yeah, those can be great. Use websites and apps that help you find the best deals.
And don't forget about thrifting.
That's one of my favorites. You can find amazing deals on clothes, furniture, even electronics.
And it's more sustainable too.
Definitely. So be a conscious consumer. Compare prices, seek out discounts, think outside the box.
Okay, tip number 7, shop smart. Now, before we wrap up, we wanted to talk about a bonus tip from the video, investing in yourself. Why is this so important in today's economy?
Well, the job market's changing fast. Technology is advancing.
It's a whole new world out there.
Exactly. The best way to stay ahead of the curve is to invest in your own skills and knowledge.
So you become more valuable, more adaptable.
Right. Identify your passions, the skills you want to develop.
And there are so many resources available now.
Tons of free or affordable online courses, tutorials, you name it.
You can learn coding, digital marketing, graphic design.
Anything. And don't think of it as an expense. Think of it as an investment in your future.
I love that. And it's not just about formal courses.
No, stay informed about your industry. Read books. Listen to podcasts. Follow experts.
Continuous learning, it's crucial.
And don't underestimate networking. Attend events, connect with people online, find mentors.
Building relationships can open so many doors.
Absolutely. Investing in yourself, it's the best investment you can make.
I totally agree. So to recap, we've covered 7 essential money tips plus that awesome bonus tip. We've talked about mastering your budget, cutting expenses, tackling debt, building an emergency fund.
Diversifying your income, negotiating like a pro, shopping smart, and investing in your future.
And the key takeaway here is that you have the power to take control of your finances no matter what the economy throws your way.
You can build a solid foundation, a sense of security and resilience.
And we encourage you to start taking action today, even if it's just one small step.
Every step counts. Every decision you make can move you closer to your financial goals.
So here's a final thought, Flo. What's that one thing you'll commit to doing today, right now, to start building a stronger financial future for yourself? Think about it and then go make it happen.
You got this.